still waiting, and I imagine we will wait until Saturday. Just my feeling on if Graham Mertz will find out that he actually had encountered something that is the name of my 2020 fantasy football team false positive. Scott Frost was asked about it earlier today, and he said, we've had false positives, and he thinks that's what it might be. But Mertz was supposed to take the PCR test. Funny us that we thought we would hear a response, or we'd hear the result. Why would you give Nebraska a competitive advantage? Because if it is not Graham Mertz, who went 20 of 21 against Illinois, they would go to their third-string quarterback because Jack Cohen is not ready to come back. And if that is the case, we either see Chase Wolf or Danny Vandenboom. Is Danny Vandenboom one of, like, that's a Wisconsin quarterback name? Like, Graham Mertz is not a Wisconsin quarterback name. Russell Wilson is not a Wisconsin quarterback name. Danny Vandenboom is a Wisconsin quarterback name. Daryl Bevel is a Wisconsin quarterback name. Joel Stave is. Danny Vandenboom seems like he is straight out of upper Wisconsin. He's up there by Superior. And he's come to Madison to be the fifth string quarterback. It could be either one of those. Wolf was a three-star recruit. But as of right now, it's kind of up in the air on where it is with Graham Mertz. But I think they'll be kind of quiet. I don't think we'll hear anything from Wisconsin. After yesterday, I got to imagine when Paul Chryst saw that alert or somebody in the media relations office contacted him and said, it's out that Mertz had tested positive. Paul Chryst probably said some swear words. He might have said the word that he said that he was caught when we were lip reading a couple years ago against Nebraska. Not sure what that is. This is from Big Red Rick asking about wide receivers, which we've spent quite a bit of time on today. Were the wideouts simply not getting separation, or is that Adrian can't find them? I couldn't tell on TV. I don't think they were getting a lot of separation, but I also don't think that was the plan. There were only a couple of times where Nebraska looked downfield in the passing game, but they have to find people that can stretch the defense and get down the field. It cannot be two straight years where Nebraska maybe three or four times a game attempts a pass 20 yards downfield. You know that Adrian Martinez would like to throw it downfield. He'd like to show off that arm and also show to everyone that his downfield passing is better. Is Omar going to turn out like Maurice Washington, where there is potential but the inability to get his act together result in a bust? Let's don't go there yet. There is drama on and off the field. He's got to get healthy on the field, got to get healthy off the field. But he was brought here for a reason, and it's up to him to get on the field. But eliminate the damn drama, okay? Get off the social media. Get on the field. How about we eliminate social media, get on the field. Find a way to get on the field. The coaches trust you. If you're healthy, that's a good start. Mind and body, got to get on the field. Speaking of Maurice Washington, Mo Washington has been back in Lincoln. Still hangs out with fellas on the team. Speaking of former Nebraska running backs, I did see the one nice thing this weekend is we had late night football. Like, we got the Mountain West. We're waiting on the Pac-12. Last night with the Seattle-Arizona game, we got Pac-12 after dark NFL style. Greg Bell, who transferred from Nebraska to San Diego State, looked pretty good playing for the slimmed-down Brady Hoke, the head coach of San Diego State, as the Aztecs won. But yeah, Mo Washington, kind of, he's hanging out in Lincoln. Don't know if he bought a cutout to be placed in the stadium for Saturday, but he was in Lincoln of a couple of weeks ago, just hanging around some former teammates. 151. Unsportsmanlike conduct is coming up next. Tomorrow, we'll have more reaction from things that were said today, and we get a step closer to Wisconsin. More NFL talk tonight. Good NFL Monday night game between the Bears and the Rams. We're going to find out a lot about the Bears. And tomorrow will be maybe a coronation for the Los Angeles Dodgers with the World Series. we'll do all of that tomorrow. Big thanks to Matt Stein, who will be back again tomorrow. Did you ever made it through today?
Still living for now.
But you've been here for a while. When you had to deal with the road conditions with the snow today. So you got in, what, 5 a.m., did you tell me?
Oh, gosh. Yeah, no, too early.
So early. How long before you take a nap? What are we looking at, about 2:15, 2:30?
Unfortunately, I can't afford a nap tonight. No, I gotta power through. I got too much on the plate to prep for.
So you got another job?
Yeah, I got another job.
You do play by play at another radio station.
Yeah, no. Working play by play. We got sub districts for the NSAA volleyball action going down.
Who are you doing tonight?
Not tonight. I got to work on prep for tomorrow night though, and that will be Syracuse. The Rockets are hosting their Class C1-1 sub district. And they're sitting at a record of 19-1.
You enjoy doing volleyball?
Oh, surprisingly, yes. It's a faster paced type of game, but it's constantly back and forth. And for this state, people get into it quite a bit.
I never thought that I would enjoy hearing volleyball on the radio. And then John Baylor, who is about as good as it gets, the voice of Nebraska volleyball, who's got his own distinct style. I do enjoy volleyball. I will listen to you tomorrow night.
Sounds good.
We'll expect a full scouting report tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, sure.
On your sub-district, whatever, volleyball.
Instead of the NBA Minute, it's the NSAA Volleyball Minute.
Oh, that's right. Did you want to do the NBA Minute? Because people really are clamoring right now. They're like, what's going on? George is not here. How come Matt didn't fill in?
No. NBA Minute's...
There's nothing going on in the NBA over the weekend.
I mean, George is like, oh, the NBA never sleeps. But I'm like, I literally looked this morning, I'm like... Nope, that's from Friday. That's rumors, and so at this point, I got nothing for us tonight. Maybe tomorrow. We'll see if the NBA wakes up.
All you need to know about the NBA is Kyle Korver yesterday, on behalf of Creighton University, had a online little seminar. The NBA world and this world needs more Kyle Korvers. All right,
16-20, the Jays.
Big thanks to all of our guests, Matt Verzal, Mike Schaefer. Missed any segments, including sound from Lincoln. They're up on the radio replay page at 1620thezone.com. Monday Night Football tonight, but before we get to that, and Sports Like Conduct's coming up next, we'll talk to the boys and Stibbs, diehard Bronco fan. I wonder how the Broncos did yesterday. For Matt, I'm Gary. We're back tomorrow at 10 right here on 1620 The Zone.